Once again, I am joined by Dominic Milne from RNIB's Legal Rights Service. We've been talking about the different help and support that's out there during the cost of living crisis. And Dominic, today we're discussing a grant scheme, something which many of our listeners may not be aware of, called Cadent Grants.
That's right. Thanks, Alan. Yeah, the Cadent grant was something that began at the beginning of December. Cadent are a gas company. We went into partnership with them. They put together a grant, and what they asked us to do was to identify our customers or any of our customers who might be struggling with the cost of living, things to do with the winter essential items, struggling with energy bills, etc. It was set up initially, the partnership, for £100,000 to be distributed. We had to identify the customers. It was raised to £120,000 after that because the take-up was pretty good. The good thing about it, Alan, is that people can make applications through us for this. And what they can make it for is vouchers for major supermarkets if you're struggling financially, energy vouchers, or indeed to buy winter essentials. And the kind of things they're looking at that they're willing to help people with the grants are air fryers, slow cookers, heated throws, electric blankets, winter duvets, these kinds of things. It was intended to end in March, this, but they've allowed us to extend it because there's still some money in the pot. That's basically it. There's about another 20,000 still available. Just to give an idea as well of the kinds of things that we've managed to help people with so far, it's been an average of £177 which has been given to people. And the Cadent grant through RNIB has provided 1,800 items to 679 individuals. It's a big relief for a lot of customers, and it really does help people get through some fairly difficult times. There's money left in the pot, Alan, and it's worth people contacting RNIB and seeing if seeing if they can get themselves a grant.
Indeed, our customers who are blind or partially sighted, you know, we've talked a lot, Dominic, about the effects that the cost of living crisis has had on them, the extra expense that comes with sight loss as well. And, you know, we've talked a lot about grants that are available out there, about help from councils and central government. This one's a really interesting one, as you say, because the products themselves, you know, things like air fryers, that they are really efficient when it comes to using electricity to cook, and those food vouchers as well. What criteria do people have to meet then to apply for these?
I think it's just if you're struggling. Good example I've got here actually is somebody who'd been in hospital, his income had been affected, and he was waiting for his universal credit. And whilst that was happening, he couldn't afford anything, but he received an air fryer from the Cadent grant, which now has transformed him in the kitchen, and he loves using it. It makes means that he can cook independently and cheaply. And he also got a supermarket voucher that really took the pressure off him during that particular month. The key thing really, if you're on a if you're on a low income, you're struggling, means tested benefits, the bills are getting high as they have been. You know, bills have been enormously, especially the energy bills over the winter, have been very high indeed. You might find yourself in a situation where money is extremely tight. Get in touch with RNIB, and hopefully, whilst ever this Cadent grant is still in existence, which is going to be for a few weeks or more yet, because there's still, as I say, there's still money in the pot, then it's well worth making an application.
We'll get the contact details in just a moment, Dominic. But, you know, even if people do get in touch and they are struggling, there's lots more that can be done as well. There's lots more assistance you can give people with benefits checks to see what they're entitled to. There's a whole host of help there.
If people contact our helpline, they will get a benefit check. We can look at anything they're claiming that might be improved on, or anything they're not claiming that we can help with. That will cover disability benefits. Of course, we're running a big disability benefit drive at the moment, given that we found out that a quarter of people who are blind and partially sighted are not actually getting disability benefits. So we're pushing on that a lot. If you contact the helpline, you'll find out all about this. You'll find out also about any other help in your area, whether that be through discretionary housing payments, through the Household Support Fund, any other options that might be to help. This Cadent grant is just an add-on. It's an extra thing, but it's very, very useful. The details to call RNIB on are 0303 123 9999. The advisor will be able to look at your situation, be able to do a benefit calculation, look at anything that you might be able to claim, and see what other help might be available for you that's out there right now.
And as Dominic says, do be quick for those Cadent grants as well, and all that support that is there from RNIB right now. Dominic, no doubt we'll hear from you again very soon, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.